The economic crisis is hitting Norwich and Norfolk in many ways. The bill for road repairs has increased by almost 20%. Norfolk County Council is contemplating cuts to adult and children's services, libraries and the Norfolk Records Office. In the city, the homeless crisis is worsening, with the number of arrests spiraling upwards. The Patisserie Valerie has closed, but there are new openings. On London Street, there is a new Chinese street food restaurant called Duck Sifu, and in the Royal Arcade, the closed Jamie's Italian restaurant is being replaced by a food arcade with the Norfolk name Yalm. Google confirms that this is a Norfolk for to eat hungrily, as in he hooly yarmed that inner him, he did. The yarm would be rather upmarket, but there is good news for those who won't be able to afford to eat there, as a new social supermarket has opened on Hall Road. Paul will start with the bad news about road repairs.
Concerns are growing over the state of Norfolk's roads after the bill to clear the county's maintenance backlog surged to £57.4 million, an increase of almost 20% in a year. And Norfolk County Council bosses warned the issue will only get worse because the money the government gives to fix roads is not keeping pace with inflation. County Hall Highways chiefs said that means the money available for repairs, from fixing potholes to bigger projects, is effectively falling. The situation was described as untenable by one county councillor, who said failing to fix roads increased the chances of crashes and damage to vehicles. At a meeting of the council's Infrastructure and Development Committee yesterday, councillors heard how County Hall's highway asset backlog now stands at £57.4 million, up on £47.9 million a year ago. That figure is how much it would cost the council to get roads and bridges up to the standards they should be in. The soaring figure has been attributed to construction inflation and what the council described as a slight deterioration in the condition of A roads and bridges. The county council has tried to prevent potholes by creating a £10 million fund to be used over the next 4 years.
Controversial plans to partly shut recycling centres and cut funding for mobile libraries, as a council looks to save £13 million, are to come under the spotlight. Norfolk County Council needs to save £60 million in 2023-24 to balance its budget, and recently revealed where the first tranche of savings could be made. The Conservative-controlled Cabinet recently agreed to put forward £13 million of savings for inclusion in its budget for next year. The savings include £6.45 million from adult social services, including use of reserves and more savings from existing programmes. £3 million from children's services, including selling off the Professional Development Centre in Woodside, Norwich. The centre is currently used for conferences, training days and exhibitions, and is available for hire by community groups. £2.1 million from community and environmental services, including a review of the mobile library service. Wednesday closures of recycling centres and reduction of weed killing on highways to one treatment per year. Reducing Norfolk Record Office opening hours with savings of £22,000. Cutting funding to Norfolk Windmills Trust, which cares for 21 buildings across Norfolk, 13 of which are owned or leased by Norfolk County Council. That would save £20,000. The cuts and saving proposals will come before the scrutiny committee, made up of councillors from all political groups, at County Hall.
Homeless people across the city have been left with the perfect storm of battling addictions and struggling to find suitable accommodation during a cost of living crisis. And some homeless people have become targets for police due to drug addictions and antisocial behaviour, including resorting to theft when short of food. Nearly 1,000 arrests were made by Norfolk Police from January 2017 to December 2021 in the city centre and surrounding areas. Norfolk Police did not disclose the individual reasons for the arrests.
A cafe in the centre of Norwich has closed its doors. A sign displayed in the window of Patisserie Valerie in Davy Place confirmed the site had shut. The sign reads, "We are sorry, this store is now closed." It also redirects customers to its website, where city folk can still order the brand's full patisserie menu for home delivery. The London-founded brand has been in Norwich for more than 10 years. Established in Frith Street, Soho, in 1926 by Belgian-born Esther van Giesenhem, known as Madame Valerie, and her pastry chef husband, Theophile Vermisch, Patisserie Valerie was an instant success. In January 2019, the firm announced that it had collapsed into administration following a significant incident of fraud. The collapse led to the immediate closure of 70 of the nearly 200 stores and concessions operated by the group, which Norwich survived. Patisserie Valerie has been contacted for comment.
A former chicken shop has undergone a massive revamp to offer a new authentic Chinese street food menu. Customers of the chicken shop in London Street will now find duck sifu. The boss at the business made the change as he spotted a gap in the market. Paul Liu, owner of Duck Sifu, said, "I've run the chicken shop for a long time in Norwich. After asking our customers over a few months and getting feedback, a lot of people kept saying we should open a proper restaurant. So we decided to refurbish the venue and create a whole new experience for them. This includes a whopping £30,000 refit of the kitchen and equipment, as well as new decorations and a seating area." He revealed new dishes on the menu include salt and pepper squid. Additions also include okra with soy sauce and barbecue ribs. The venue was reopened to the public on July the 12th. Duck Sifu is open weekdays from 11:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. and weekends between 11:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m.
Plans to turn the former Jamie's Italian in the city's historic Royal Arcade into a hub of eateries were announced in January. The restaurant closed in 2019 and has been gathering dust ever since. But inspired by the likes of Seven Dials in London and Manchester's Mackie Mayer, the new food experience in the heart of Norwich will launch later this year. The two-storey food arcade will showcase a mix of the county's finest kitchens and bars under one roof for all-day dining and drinking. It will be named Yalm, after the Norfolk word, which means to eat hungrily or to scoff one's food. The project will house six kitchens and various bars, as well as space for pop-up vendors and an event space. Customers will be able to order from anywhere in the venue and have their order brought to them by the front-of-house team, creating an informal dining experience while still having a restaurant feel. The venue is set to open in the latter part of 2022, with work commencing to ready the venue in the coming weeks.
A supermarket with significantly lower prices than the norm has opened in the city centre to combat the cost of living crisis. The Feeds, new social supermarket, has opened in Hall Road and offers either low price or totally free essential items. Lucy Parrish, Chief Executive Officer of The Feed, a social enterprise aiming to eradicate poverty, said, "We're delighted to open our supermarket at a time when so many people in our city are dealing with big price rises for food and other essentials. Those who are finding it difficult to afford food for themselves and their family can use our new supermarket. The store includes a range of groceries, including fresh fruit and vegetables, milk, eggs, rice, pasta, tinned goods, and frozen meals. Sanitary items and cleaning products will also be stocked, all at a price subsidised by the social enterprise. In order to use the store, people will need to sign up for a free membership pass, either in-store or online."